This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why did college football open its season with like a soft opening that no one knew was coming? I was at the summer dress party. I looked up at the bar and I thought ESPN Classic was on. And someone's like, no, these are real games, actually.
Yeah, it was an out-of-town preview in town. What are we doing?
I thought college football kicked off this weekend.
I'm not even sure.
Also, why is there a game at FedEx Field on the Sunday before the Redskins open their season on a Sunday?
That's what they love to do, just to make sure that the grass is bad. It's their favorite thing to do. Sometimes it's concerts with stanchions and a lot of metal digging into the turf. Other times it's just a college football game with different hash marks. Just as long as the grass looks awful on national television, that's the goal.
Let's squeeze in Anthony and Ashburn. We were talking about your level of concern for the Redskins' first-team offense. I went with a 6. I'm not worried. I'm starting to be a little bit concerned. Danny's an 8. He's almost a full-blown panic. Where are you at, Anthony?
Yeah, I'm at a solid 0, guys. I just put no stock into this these preseason games. I actually will be at a 0 until week 3 because I just know that the team just gets off to slow starts. They do in the games and they do in the season. So I'm like the opposite of Danny. I know, you know, Danny is at an 8, so I'm going to go with 0 until week 3 of the regular season.
I get it, because you're basing it on history. And I'm doing the same thing, but I get to a different conclusion, if that makes any sense. Right? If you go, they've gotten off to bad starts under Jay Gruden and have finished with winning records each of the last 2 years. One of them's 8-7-1 and frustrating, but still.
Took a 4-game winning streak last year at a part of the schedule where they got some brutal matchups this time.
Yeah, though. This is how they've done it. So what I'm doing is I'm going, well, this is what's happened before. They can't run the ball, and it's getting worse. You've lost 2 dependable wide receivers, and this is kind of confirming some of the things that I thought going into the year. I've also got the Jay Gruden calling plays and managing the game sample 1 of 1 from 2014 that didn't work real well either. So I'm also looking at schedule. I'm looking at kind of all the factors, and I'm going, the bottom's about to fall out of this thing. We're not ready for it.
I can't tell you that through 2 games I'm not going to be concerned if they're not playing well, because that's a huge, first of all, portion of your season, number one. Number two, they've got to put some hay in the barn in those first couple weeks.
It's 12% of your year.
You don't have to beat Philly. You have to beat the Rams in week 2. I would love if you beat Philly. It's a home division game. You got to protect your house, and you got to do it within the division. And it's basically a 2-point game, so to speak, when the rest of them are worth 1, because you can knock down a team in the NFC East a peg by getting off to the 1-0 start and having a cushion over Philadelphia. But they're about as good as you, or a hair worse maybe on paper. I'm not convinced of that, by the way. I think they're about a wash with you. The Rams, first year with a new head coach, 2nd week of the season, bad team that's going to supposedly draft in the top 10. That's a game you got to win. So if through 2 games the Redskins are struggling and having mixed results in the running game, have thrown for 1 or 2 touchdown passes, are still dropping the football, I'm not going to say, oh, they always get off to a slow start, they'll be fine. I'm going to be frustrated and annoyed, because that's a part of the schedule where you've got to get a little bit fat.
If you don't do something really nice in those first couple of games, you're talking about 2 of the elite teams in football, at least on paper, with the Raiders and Chiefs. And the Chiefs ain't losing at home on Monday Night Football to the Redskins visiting. Sorry, it ain't happening. So now all of a sudden, you could at best be 2-2. At worst, let's say you bogey one of those early holes where you should have won the game, but don't, whatever, something happens because it's the league. You could be staring down the barrel of a disastrous season that early.
Grant and Danny on the Fan, every day at 11:45, which is now in the rearview mirror. We give you a double play. So let's do that quickly. What is going on in our lives that has nothing to do with sports?
Junkie Summer Dress Party, thank you to everybody. Whitlow's, everyone from the 106.7, the Fan team, the Yunkies, Drab, and Awad, who helped out. I'm not even sure what he did, but he was there. It was awesome. I had a blast.
I saw Awad flex hard on Tom, by the way. It was hysterical.
What do you mean?
So Thommy says to Awad, I guess the event is far enough now behind us that I can admit to all this. So Thom says to Awad, he goes, hey, buddy, he goes, you got a wristband, right? And Awad goes, yeah, and like shows him his wristband.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, can you hook me with a Corona?
With an old soda. Yeah, it's on special.
I said, go to the bar
yeah.
and get me a Corona with a lime.
Right. And AY goes, man, I already got you a beer. Right into Tom's face. And Tom goes, okay, go get me another one. And AY's just going, no, I'm just kidding. I'll go get you one. And he goes, but at first he basically was like, Tom, don't wear out your welcome here. This is my event.
Whoa.
Yeah. I watched it up close and personal firsthand. The only thing that was funnier than AWOD basically telling Tom to sit down and calm down.
To pipe down, please.
Was Thom immediately telling him, I'm still Thom. I know we're at the Junkie Summer Dress Party. Start beating feet and get me that beer.
Scott's Jacket would like a beverage, please.
Exactly.
Scott's Jacket's a thirsty.
Pretty good.
I had a great time, as always. Now, here is the point of the dude's story. I had all the beers. I got home at 12-something, whatever, face down immediately on the pillow, passed out, delightful, didn't see the farce or the fight, whatever you want to call it. Here is the point of my double play here. I don't know when this happened. I don't know when it crossed over fully, but I know I have. I know this. I am still not right today. My stomach is in knots. My head is killing me. My voice is so hoarse. It's ridden by one of those small guys with the whips, and it's, you know, I'm trained by Bob Batford. I am so hoarse. I feel terrible. Yesterday was one of the worst days of my life.
Jockey. You were looking for a jockey.
Yeah, I couldn't remember the word.
One of those small guys with the whips. I believe that's a jockey.
That's a jockey. It's a or a yaki. I feel terrible. I don't know when it happened that the hangover outweighed the joy, but the hangover now outweighs the joy. I don't know when I crossed over. It's when I became just an old punk that's worthless and I can't hang out. It's a younger man's game, this partying. I felt so terrible the entirety of Sunday. I had to do a stand-up show last night in Fairfax, which was a lot of fun. Thanks to everyone that came out. I was gutting through that performance. Not real adversity, mind you. I was just getting attention. It was worth it. I still feel wretched. How does anyone do this? How does anyone go have fun? That's my double play, GP.
That's a good double play.
Do you feel bad the next day? You don't even faze you.
Me?
Yeah.
Well, I haven't really gotten to drink like I'd like to since December, so I don't know what it's like anymore.
Oh.
But no, at this point of my life, and a lot of people say this is going to stop, but I'm 29 and it hasn't. I don't get hangovers really.
Amazing.
I've never really gotten hangovers.
I get them so violently, and they remind me about all the bad things I've ever done.
Now I'm guessing that'll when I start drinking when I get off this diet again, that'll all change as I'm getting closer to 30, but. I can count on one hand the number of times I've had a noticeable hangover in my life.
That's amazing. Because it started to get bad for me. Basically, if I have two or three beers, I'm hungover the next day. And not extremely like I was on Sunday, but it was basically my late 20s, right around your age, for me, when it started to become more and more noticeable, where it just started to get bad, where it was like if I did anything that involved alcohol, the next day would stink. It's now to the point that it's miraculous.
Are you in a fog and you're tired, or do you like feel sick to your stomach?
Sick to my stomach. My head hurts no matter what, and everyone's gonna text me. They're like, wonder their miracle cure. Nothing works.
Yeah.
What you need to do is crush up an aspirin and put it inside of a. Nothing works. It's ineffective. The only thing that makes me feel kind of okay is laying down in a hot shower with a towel behind my head and silence. I need 27 hours in a hyperbaric chamber to recover. I don't have access to that because I'm just a guy.
I'm sure your four-year-old was accommodating.
He was not.
Oh, really?
No.
Was he calling Mason Patriots games?
He was. Right in the bedroom, too.
Very loud.
Because they thought that was funny. It was penance for old Fanny Mouye having a nice night the night before.
The Beltway Blitz next at noon. Chris Russell is right now, as I'm checking out his Twitter account, rewatching the game and tweeting out some observations. We'll get his thoughts on yesterday's win. That's right. The Redskins won that game over the Bengals. Byron Kerr on the Nationals, who had a very busy weekend, including a doubleheader with the Mets. You're listening to Grant and Danny. Blitz is next.
Hey, guys. Right now, there's no tomorrow, Van Halen. It's me. It's LBD. No, it's Danny Rui. I'm telling you about my friends at Ted Britt Ford. I love these guys. You know this. We're a two-car Ted Britt family. We liked it so much, we went back because we got a great deal on the 2016 Ford Edge last year, right? 2016. Time for a new car, right? Time for me to have my little commute. And so I perused the selection. I could have gone with a bunch of different things. The Escape, an Explorer, right? I settled on the Fusion because it works for your boy. I got a commute that's around 8 miles. Stay with me, okay? If you're anywhere in the 8 to 10 to 12 to 15 mile range for your commute, check out the Fusion. Here's why. I filled up the gas tank one time since I bought it in May, okay? That's when I drove to the beach and back. That's like 4 hours of driving. Other than that, I plug that son of a gun in every single day, save countless dollars on gas. I don't have to stop for gas. I do not fill up the gas tank. I fill up the power tank with a normal Wall Outlet. It's great, and I love it. You can get a great deal now on it, too. 0% financing, 72 months on that Fusion or the Escape, the Edge, Explorer, plus how about $1,000 trade assistance? And speaking of trade-ins, has 125% Kelley Blue Book value in your trade-in sound. Probably pretty good. Go see my pals at Tedbert Ford, Fab Varex, or Chantilly, and tell them Danny sent you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.